For years now, the issue of food security has moved beyond the question, can Hawaii feed itself, to how much more can Hawaii feed itself? But as this year started, Big Island farmer Richard Ha announced he would close Hamakua Springs Country Farms, citing economic issues. That announcement came on the heels of one from Alexander and Baldwin that HCNS would cease sugar production at the end of the year. The land is still there, though, and what happens next will send a signal about the focus of ag in Hawaii, more food grown for Hawaii consumption or for export. Scott Enright is the director of the Hawaii Department of Agriculture and chairman of the Board of Agriculture. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Are we really at a crossroads with Hawaii ag?
We certainly are. You know, I would make the case that the state is going through a transition. We came of age agriculturally with plantation crops like sugar and pine. You don't see that in any other state in the country. In many states, and for the last year, I was the president of NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. So I represented all 50 states and visited many of them. And there's a rich history of family farms in most of the states around the country. We don't have that. We had large plantations that took up the majority of the prime ag land. So we're still transitioning. When the plantations started to go out years ago, it was thought that we would just transition naturally to a diversified agricultural economy. It's going to take a generation, I believe, to do that. And we're midway through that process.
We're also seeing, you know, family farmers who are here struggling, the situation with Richard Ha being one of them. I mean, just, a year and a half or so ago, we were talking about that wonderful hydro plant that he had put in, and now he's closing his doors. Those 600 acres may go to other tenant farmers, or there may be other things that happen with that land. Same thing with the HCNS land that may either go to feedstocks or grazing or other things are being talked about. But in terms of this idea of, are we going to be able to grow more here to actually feed ourselves, how much do you see these changes going in that direction as opposed to, well, there's more land available for growing exports?
No, it's, you know, Richard Ha's case is an interesting case, and it tells us many things about agriculture in Hawaii. First of all, you know, Richard's an older farmer. The mean age for agriculturalists in a state is 60. So Richard was at a point where he needed to decide if he was going to reinvest into what he would do going down the road, and decided not to. And the other point, and it's the point that will drive agriculture in this state and globally, actually, is price point. The crops that Richard chose to grow, which was tomatoes and bananas, were two that he found a price point where he could compete. And that's really what it's all about. We have the capability in the state, because we have excellent growing conditions, to produce all of our fruits and vegetables. We won't be able to produce grains, but we can do what I would call local fresh. But it's whether you can do it at a price point that makes sense. There's what we call the Richard Ha axiom, because he's said it enough as he's traveled around the state. If a farmer can make money farming, a farmer will farm. And that's it. It's all about price point. And, you know, we're seeing certain commodities where price point makes sense and farmers get in.
There's also sort of an irony built into that, too, in what you've said, that we've known for a long time that we have these beautiful conditions for growth, and yet it will be the price point that drives that growth or doesn't. And that still may leave a lot of people in Hawaii wondering, why can't we, why shouldn't we be growing more here to feed ourselves? Are we taking food security seriously? Are we?
I would say no. You know, if you were to look at yesterday's Star Advertiser and the issues that everybody's concerned about, you know, from the polling, you don't see food security on there. So, you know, the answer would have to be no. The Ulupono Initiative did research back in 2011 on consumer preferences, and they found that 85% of the people that they polled would like to buy local. But it comes apart at price point. It's up to a certain price, and if we can hit that price point, we can sell what we grow locally. And if we can't, they'll buy elsewhere. And so it is and always has been and will continue to be about price point. And there's certain parts, you know, agriculture is many things. It's not just one thing. And, you know, part of it our animal agriculture, our livestock industry has been in a real transition over the last 20 years. Whereas we were milk self-sufficient 20 years ago with a number of small dairies spread around the state, we got to a point 3 years ago where we had two dairies left, and both of them were in financial difficulties. But we're transitioning out of that now. That created an opportunity. Capital came from elsewhere, someplace else in the United States, and decided they were going to invest in a dairy. And so they invested $15 million in a state-of-the-art dairy on the Big Island, Big Island Dairy. And they're starting the revitalization of the dairy industry. Ulupono's also looking to put a dairy in on Kauai. If these two dairies are each looking to put in 2,000 cows, if we get over 6,000 milking cows, we move towards milk self-sufficiency in Hawaii. And so it's that opportunity. The price point needs to be right for the capital to come in and invest. And in certain sectors in agriculture, we're starting to see that. There's an operator coming in that's going to put a million hen facility up in Wahiawa, and we'll move towards being egg self-sufficient. And so if the opportunity's there, and it's all about economics, we model opportunity at the Hawaii Department of Agriculture and work with capital that's looking to invest in agriculture in Hawaii.
Scott Enright, there's also been a long time discussion that because many generations have grown up with cheap food, that we've gotten so used to that we don't realize that in many places around the world, that's just not the case, and maybe shouldn't be the case with Americans either. Where do you see us sort of on that sensitivity curve of understanding that maybe we just have to pay a little bit more for food, particularly if you want to have food that's grown locally?
You know, the eat local movement, and it really, it's a strong trend and it's nationwide. You find eat local campaigns in every state now, and it's strong in this state and growing. And it speaks to that polling that was done by Ulupono Initiative back in 2011. There's a growing movement towards a preference for locally grown food. That is also a keen driver in Hawaii's agricultural economy. We're starting to see small farms that are doing a good job of producing local fresh and being competitive and making money. So they're true to the Richard Ha axiom, and they're just finding, you know, the right size and the right crops. And that's something the department also tries to help farmers with, is finding the price points.
So, you know, having just said that, it seems that we may be looking at more boutique farms as opposed to larger family farms.
Without a doubt. You know, the cost of land is also one of the key factors in what's going to happen with Hawaii's agriculture. You know, if our mean age of agriculturalists is 60, and we're looking for that next generation, we're hard-pressed to believe that the new farmers are going to be able to capitalize an operation, including capitalizing the land purchase. So we need to find long-term leases for startup ag. Just because the cost of getting into agriculture is so high in Hawaii.
You mentioned milk, good for everybody unless you're lactose intolerant. you know, eggs, certainly another basic, but fruit and vegetables also are in that tier of basics.
It's true. Again, it's all about price point. Probably one of our most successful agriculturalists in the state is a gentleman by the name of Larry Jeffs and his son Jonathan, and they're out on Kunia Plain and they're Molokai. And Larry's an economist by training, but you know, strong, long history of family farming in Michigan before he came to Hawaii, and he's found crops that he can grow. Larry grows 1 million pounds a week that's all kept here in the state and eaten. You know, it's those type of models that we look to for a fairly sizable for Hawaii family farm.
Specifically what?
You know, Larry does tomatoes. He does cabbages. He does bananas out in the Kunia Plain. You know, those are the three prime crops, and then he'll grow for orders sometimes.
Which sounds a lot different than perhaps, you know, fields of basil, nice as basil is, don't mean to diss basil, but the fact that you have to have enough food to be able to feed everyone. We're often told that there's enough food in Hawaii for about 10 days for consumers, and then you're on your own.
Right.
So upping that ante, if it's not going to be something that we're seeing driven through the legislature, food security is really not something we're taking seriously. How are you handling this to be able to see a future where, you know, if we can grow a few percentage points more, we might be a little bit more food secure?
You know, again, you know, part of the mission of the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, other than our regulatory mission, is to promote ag. And it's really about modeling opportunity. So on the startup farmers or smaller family farms, we work with them to give them the tools they need so that they can find that right price point and be competitive.
And how many do you think are going to be coming online in the next year when we sit down and look at that?
It really is. I'm amazed at the growth, the interest in agriculture with the younger generation. You know, if our mean age is 60, I'm talking people between 20 and 40 that want to get into agriculture. And what we're doing, Governor Ige's has a strong message to the ledge for capital for our ag loan program, because nobody's lending for agriculture. So the state, if we really want to support agriculture, and everybody says we do, we need to support that ag loan program so we can capitalize these startups.
Which goes back to the real question, how sincere are we about food security in any way better than we are right now?
You know, I would love to answer that, but I can't. We will watch actions and see how it all
Absolutely.
Progresses.
Not really a question for you, but one for, I think, all of us. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll check back with you.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Scott Enright is the director of the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, chairman of the Board of Agriculture.